DHS extends temporary amnesty to nearly 10,000 Burmese nationals in U.S. by John Binder on March 22, 2024. President Joe Biden's Department of Homeland Security, DHS, has extended and redesignated a temporary amnesty program to nearly 10,000 Burmese nationals living in the United States, ensuring they are not eligible for deportation and can hold American jobs. On Friday, DHS Secretary Alejandro Mayorkas announced the extension and redesignation of temporary protected status, TPS, for about 9,600 Burmese nationals in the United States who would otherwise be eligible for deportation. Burmese nationals with TPS will be able to remain in the United States and hold American jobs through November 2025 as long as they claim that they were in the country as of March 21, 2024. In addition, Mayorkas announced so-called special student relief for Burmese nationals who are in the United States on F-1 student visas, which will allow them to request employment authorization, work an increased number of hours while school is in session, and reduce their course load while continuing to maintain F-1 status through the TPS designation period. TPS was first created under the Immigration and Nationality Act of 1990, INA, and prevents federal immigration officials from deporting people from countries that are designated as experiencing famine, war, or natural disasters. Since the Clinton administration, TPS has been transformed into a de facto amnesty program as the Clinton, Bush, Obama, Trump, and now Biden administrations have continuously renewed the program for a variety of countries. As Breitbart News has noted, Biden has massively ballooned TPS to keep more than a million foreign nationals in the United States who would otherwise be eligible for deportation. The Biden administration's strategy has long been to rapidly increase the foreign-born population. John Binder is a reporter for Breitbart News. Email him at binder@breitbart.com. Follow him on Twitter here.